Hello, beloved. Good to be with you. As we take a look at the world and things happening in the world and around us, but we look at it from a specific perspective, and that perspective is we look through the Word of God at the world and what's happening in the world. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 tells us that we should not have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we should rather expose them. And the reason for that is, when we expose the works of darkness, basically what happens is it comes into the light, and everything that is brought into the light loses its power. Beloved, and that's the amazing thing that we would like to see. We would like to see that the things of this world will lose its power. Now, Jesus spoke about, in the Olivet Discourse, he spoke about there will be pestilences. Now, so pandemics, those kind of things. Now, there's an article that speaks about the H5N1 flu virus, and called the bird flu. And the article basically states and says that the H5N1 bird flu has already acquired dozens of new mutations, and authorities are ready, ramping up the fear level, or really ramping up, sorry, the fear level. That's one thing that the governments can do, and they can do it well. They can push up fear levels so that people will become fearful, very fearful. Scripture says to us, especially in the book of Revelation, it says that the people will, hide in caves and under rocks, and they will say, hide us from the wrath of the Lamb, because they're afraid of the Lamb of God that is coming. Because it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, for sure. But beloved, it's when they come face to face with, let's call it, the wrath of the Almighty God in comparison to what the governments have been telling them all along. The thing is with governments tells us, oh, we've got to be afraid of this, we've got to be afraid of that, and it's going to be this pandemic, and it's after that's going to be pandemic X or whatever. And that's what they do, is they stir up fear. And at the end of the day, when it comes to the point where, let's say, this pandemic is released, or this pandemic really starts touching the lives of people, people are already in such fear that they comply. They do what they are told to do. They don't question anything. So, the thing I want to share with you is that this virus, or this bird flu, is something that is of concern. The article says the following. It says, have you noticed that the mainstream media is suddenly full of very alarming stories about H5N1? When hundreds of millions of birds were dying because of bird flu, the mainstream media didn't seem to care very much. So most people in the general population didn't care very much. Then, bird flu started affecting mammals all over the globe. And the mainstream media still didn't seem to care very much. The article continues to say, but now, here we are in mid-2024, and the mainstream media has suddenly decided to ramp up the fear level. Even though there has only been one confirmed human case in the United States of America, and this is so far this year, the mainstream media is pumping out article after article about the threat of the fact that H5N1 could potentially pose, or the threat that it can pose to humanity. Do they know something that the rest of us do not know? Do they? Because if they know something that we do not know, it's not supposed to be like that. The news media is supposed to be the ones informing us of what's happening. Now, it is quite true that if a version of H5N1 comes along and can spread quickly from human to human, the death toll could be catastrophic. That's a fact. So what needs to happen is we need to get to the place and we need to be there. We need to know that the way that we handle this is we have not received the spirit of fear. We don't have to fear any of these things. Is it a fearful thing to know that there's these viruses that's in the air and there's all these things that can cause death and destruction and pain and suffering and all these kind of things? Of course. I think we would be, how can I say, foolish if we didn't look at these things and say, you know what? We need to be on the lookout. There's definitely things. But Jesus already warned us. And he told us that he didn't give us a spirit of fear. So we don't have to fear these things. Okay? We have a spirit of self-control. We can control ourselves. So what do? Is we run to the Lord. And we ask him, Lord, here we have this issue. And I pray that you will give me wisdom. How should I handle it? What should I do? I mean, should I be ministering to the unbeliever and helping them to understand that they need to come to saving faith, saving salvation? Then even if they get the virus and they die, then they will be with you forever. I think, yes, that's what we need to do with the unbelievers. What should we do with believers? We should encourage them not to fear. And this thing that we are so afraid of so many things, beloved, it is heartbreaking. Really, really heartbreaking that we fear so many things as Christians. And then we've been warned before the time that these things were going to happen. That these things were actually going to exist on this earth. And it's going to get worse. The closer we get to the return of Christ, these things are going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. It's a reality. Okay. There's another article that I would like to share with you. And this article says the following. pardon me. Let me just get there quickly. It says monkeypox causes a spike, or monkeypox cases spike in New York City, averaging dozens, they say. Listen very carefully. It averaging dozens of cases in a month. All right, so there's something that can also be feared now. Because, I mean, that's how it works. The article continues to say that the number of cases of monkeypox has spiked in the Big Apple since October. The city department, I'm sorry, there's a advert that just jumped up in front of my, the city department of health and mental hygiene warned with a high of 51 cases in January. Now, since October, the article says the city has averaged 36 cases per month. Okay, that is an increase from 2 to 20 cases per month from most of 2023. And this is what the agency said about a week or so ago. Now, after 256 reported cases from October through to April the 15th, most were mild, with only 10 people requiring hospitalization. The bulk of those who fell ill were, they say, black or Hispanic people aged 25 to 44, and men who had intercourse with men. In addition, 73% of those infected were unvaccinated against monkeypox and had only received one dose of the vaccine, the monkeypox vaccine. Now, monkeypox is spread via close skin contact, as well as through bodily fluid exchange with people carrying the virus. This is according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. Now, in general, it appears as a rash. That's how it generally appears, on the hands and the feet and the face and the chest and the mouth. And the virus can also spread from animals to people. Now, despite the increase in cases, the article says that the number is down from the global outbreak in 2022 that led the US to declare a health emergency. More than 31,000 Americans were diagnosed with monkeypox during the outbreak, and 55 people died. Right, so here we have another pestilence, another, and something that can cause fear in the hearts and the minds of people. Another article says more than 29 products was recalled across the nation of, this is across America, over fears that they can be contaminated with Salmonella. All right. The article says more than 24 confectionery products have been recalled over fears they may be contaminated with Salmonella. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, announced the recall of Palm Oil Candy Company's white-coated items. And that was on May the 6th, because they have the potential to be contaminated with Salmonella. It just says they have the potential to be. Now, according to the recall, Palmer Candy was notified by the supplier of the liquid coating used for the white coated sweets, and then about the risk. So, beloved, here we see there is going to be, how can I say, articles coming out, and it's going to become more and more and more of pestilences, of things that can hurt humanity. But in the Olivet Discourse, Jesus already warned us. It's not something that we're going to say to one another, "Oh, no, man." It doesn't mean that we are, how can I say, don't care about it. That's wrong, I believe. But what we need to do is instead preach the gospel and encourage believers to stand firm by faith and trusting in God, because, or in Christ, because Christ already told us beforehand what was going to happen. In another article, there's a major university that was forced to move classes online as anti-Israel mobs disrupt campus. Once again, in the Olivet Discourse, Jesus said, "You will be hated for my name's sake." The world will hate the Jewish people. Well, obviously, they will hate us as well. So please don't be fooled, believers. Because Jesus said if they hated the Master, they will hate us. If they persecuted Christ, they will persecute us. We've spoken about persecution a lot. So I'm not going to go too deep into it. But what is important is there's when we talk about the universities and how campus life is disrupted by these groups of people that, how can I say, that are anti-Israel, anti-Semitic or pro-Palestinian, and all the things they do. Just watch the news, watch the mainstream news. You'll get a little bit of information on the mainstream news. But It is said that the University of California, Los Angeles, is moving all classes online amid anti-Israel protests that have disrupted campus life for several weeks. The school issued an alert notice stating all classes are moved today and remote, and campus operations are limited due to ongoing disruptions. Employees were encouraged to work remotely if possible, and all events and research activities were also urged to go remote or be rescheduled. Now, Jesus told us that nation will rise against nation, kingdom will rise against kingdom, which means that ethnic group will rise against ethnic group. And what we find here is people are anti-Jew or anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, that's what they say. And it's mostly, well, secular, let's say secular Americans in America I'm talking about now. Obviously, there are also those who profess to be believers. And they believe that Israel is occupying the land. They're busy with a genocide. That's what they believe in South Africa as well. But besides that, we have these massive protests from these anti-Israel protest groups that are against Israel. And at the same time, what we are seeing is Russia, Syria, Iran, Yemen, how these nations, how they are gathering together and basically attacking Israel. And once again, as we read about the return of Christ, we see that these things will escalate. Not just be wars and rumors of wars, but it will escalate to become, how can I say, serious, very, very serious. The Psalm 83 war, the Psalm, is it 182 war, the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war that we are waiting for. I'll say something about it when we talk about the wars a little bit more in depth. And then there's also the Battle of Armageddon, where the nations of the earth rise up against Israel. And it seems as if that's not far-fetched, that the nations of the earth can actually rise up against Israel and try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. When they say, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. This is an ancient saying that says, Israel or Palestine will be free, and Palestine will receive the land that is now occupied by Israel. And at the end of the day, Israel will be, let's say, extinguished. A genocide will take place, and Israel will be destroyed completely. That's what's being said. That's what's being said on campuses all over the world. And it's unfortunately so that once people start saying something and it is, how can I say, it's propagated from different corners, from different sides, people start acting. They really start acting on these things that they say. So, beloved, we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to pray for, the peace of Jerusalem, because it is the name, God's name is on Jerusalem. It's like God's city. We need to pray for Jerusalem, and we need to pray for the Palestinians. We need to pray for those in the Middle East, those who are hostile towards Israel. And we should pray that people will read their Bibles and see what the future is for the Middle East. Right, I'm going to stop there for today. Beloved, it's interesting how articles are connected. It doesn't mean this is the end. It doesn't mean that we can now look up and say, okay, yo, the return of Jesus is here. Jesus said these things when they happen, they are but the birth pains of a pregnant woman. So we look at these things, we see it as birth pains, but it tells us that we need to look up to Christ, get ourselves ready, because His return is drawing closer and closer and closer all the time. So my question to you is, are you ready? Are you ready for the return of Christ? I can't say when He's going to come back, but are you ready for the return of Christ? As we see these hostilities rise against Israel, as we see pestilences break out all over the world, beloved, are we in line with God? Are we citizens of the kingdom of God? Have we been born again? Those are the question. Let's say that's the question that needs to be answered. The most important question now. Are you saved? And are you ready to meet Jesus Christ face to face? So God willing, until next time when we look at some more articles, comparing it with what Scripture has to say. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May His face shine upon you. And may He give you His peace. God willing, until next time, bye-bye.